1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It is 9:05, time for Hunter Chamber Radio weather. We're at 30 degrees right now, overcast in Flemington. There's a couple more bands of snow showers coming through our area. Today is January 30th, TGIF 2015. Light snow this morning, giving way to partly cloudy conditions this afternoon. A high of 34, winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Chance of snow is 70%. We have a wind advisory in effect that starts around 4 o'clock this afternoon. Gusts of up to 50 miles per hour with normal northwest 20 to 30 mile an hour winds taking place. High-profile vehicles will be affected in their travel. Also, the possibility of trees and power lines being affected. Partly cloudy skies tonight. A few flurries or snow showers possible. A low of 8. Winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A mainly sunny sky tomorrow, a high of 24, winds northwest at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday during the morning hours will give way to occasional snow showers in the afternoon, a high around 35. Winds northwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow, 40%. Snow accumulations less than 1 inch. And then Sunday night, a low of 22, accumulation of snow, 100% chance, 5 to 8 inches. Moving into Monday with another 3 to 5 inches and a chance of snow, 100%. Monday night, we're down to minus 2, ladies and gentlemen. Tuesday, intervals of clouds and sunshine, a high of 21. Cloudy skies on Wednesday with a high of 37. Temperatures in our area, 32 in Reddington, 30 in Franklin, 31 in Hampton, 32 Raritan, 31 in Ringo's, 30 in Lambertville, 31 in Frenchtown. Good morning, Hunter, and it's Hunter Chamber Radio weather. Good morning, Hunter and HunterChamberRadio.com. Chase Ryan, it's his birthday today, saying goodbye. I don't know what it is, a theme song between goodbyes today, saying goodbye and hello and goodbye with Phil Collins. All right, it's time to look at traffic, see what's going on with our roads in the area. HRTTMA.com gives me my information. They send it to me via email, but you can get it via Twitter as well. Just sign up with them. A couple of incidents earlier this morning around the 7:38 o'clock mark. We had congestion on 78 eastbound in Tewksbury at County Route 523, which is exit 24. And then we had an incident on Route 523 in Raritan Township north of Leffler Hill Road. I don't have an all clear on either one of them, but it's been over an hour plus, so I'm assuming they have been taken care of. Aside from that, it's time to start planning your Monday morning commute. Yeah, it could change, but why not have that dialogue with your staff and or your employer today, so that everybody knows what they're doing on Monday, given what the forecast is at the moment. All right, have a snow chain, phone calls, check-in, something that will allow you to make sure that your commute on Monday is safe and intelligent. That's Good Morning Hunter and Hunter Chamber Radio Traffic. All right, a little history from History.com for January 30th, 2015. We start off with 1948. Mahatma Gandhi, the political and spiritual leader of the Indian independence movement, is assassinated in New Delhi by a Hindu fanatic on this day.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. And I am coming to you live from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, which is www, I'm sure if you're listening to it, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. So welcome to my show today on this cold, wintry, snowy, mid-January day. And I am going to be talking to you today about adult children. Now, what is adult children? Some of you have heard of it, and some of you know about it. One thing that I can tell you is that we are all adult children. Because those of us that are adults, I'll say that, are also children. We all have parents. We all grew up to become adults. But the foundation of our childhood or the foundation of our adulthood is part of what causes the adult child syndrome, is what I'm going to call it. Basically, what that means is that we grew up in a home where there was dysfunction. It could have been alcoholism. It could have been drug addiction. It could have been narcissism, one of our parents being narcissistic, or some other type of emotional issue, such as bipolar or depression, high levels of anxiety, obsessive compulsive, post-traumatic stress. This would be our parents. It also could be that one of our parents had a physical illness, a lifelong physical illness, such as diabetes, or maybe cancer, or MS, something like that. It can also be that our parents were divorced, or we come from a single family, a single parent home, or one of our parents died, or one of our parents was imprisoned, or maybe we were in foster care. Now, That sounds like just about everybody. The reality is that very few of us grew up in healthy, normal, okay, I'm using that word normal, households. Because the norm in the United States is really an unhealthy household. Because we will just take right off the top that, you know, 45 to 50% of us have grown up in homes where there was divorce. So right there, that causes adult-child issues. Now, what do I mean by adult-child issues? Well, when you think about it, our childhoods are a time for us to learn about becoming and how to be mature, responsible adults. Mature, responsible adults. So when we grow up in homes where there was alcoholism, addiction, or some other issue that I, such as I mentioned, we actually end up being traumatized. We are usually shamed or shame-based. Oftentimes, we feel disempowered, low self-esteem, and we had to adapt to survive in our families. So when we have to adapt, what that means is I have to take my real self and I have to put it somewhere else and I have to play a role. So when I adapt to fit into my family, I end up with some traits. And many of us have these traits. I would say, in terms of my clients, the majority of my clients do fit into the category of adult child. For many people, struggle with codependency, low self-esteem, shame, negative self-talk, depression, anxiety, the inability to maintain healthy intimate relationships. They struggle professionally, socially, and within their families. The way I describe it that I think helps some of my clients understand what I'm talking about, it's as if we're trying to read when we were not taught the full alphabet. Here's the interesting thing about the Hebrew language. They have no vowels. So when things like the ancient Bible are interpreted, there are words that we put an assumption of the vowel that it may or may not be the correct word. And it's sort of the same thing. It's as if we learn the ABCs of being an adult, but we're missing D, E, M, N, R, S, Y, and Z. We're missing these pieces, and we've had to adapt to figure out how to negotiate our lives. And there are consequences. Now, there is a 12-step program, which is an extension of first Alcoholics Anonymous, which then we end up with Al-Anon, which are for families and friends of alcoholics, and we have Adult Children of Alcoholics, or ACA. Now, ACA is a 12-step program, just like AA, but it's the only program that really deals with the issues of childhood trauma. That's really its focus. It's a support group. And so it can be really useful. In addition, there's a lot of books on adult children, or the adult child syndrome, as you might want to call it. So if you're interested in, of course, Googling it, you're going to get lots of information. But they have what is called a laundry list, meaning this list often indicates or are characteristics that people who grew up in dysfunction struggle with. So I'm going to go through this list. So what happens when we grow up in an alcoholic, drug addicted, broken family, narcissistic family? We become isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. So I don't know how to make friends. I don't know how to start a conversation. I'm afraid what people are going to think about me. If my boss calls me into his office or her office, I'm terrified. I don't know what is going to be said. I'm going to be afraid I may be fired. Adult children of alcoholics are approval seekers and lose their identity in the process. So this is part of the core of codependency. I want you to approve of me so badly that I'm willing to like anything that you like. As a matter of fact, I don't know what I like. You can generally tell a group of adult children who are talking about going out to dinner. So now you've got, I don't know, two couples, three couples. Where do you want to go to dinner? I don't know. Where do you want to go? It doesn't matter to me. Well, I don't know. I was thinking Chinese, but if nobody else likes Chinese, we can do something else. Well, I don't know. I'm not sure if that's what I want, but if that's what you want. So I've been in those situations where here we are adults and we've got 4 to 6 of us standing around for 20 minutes trying to see who wants what for dinner because nobody can make a decision and we want to make sure that nobody is disappointed. And I want to make sure that I pick something that everybody approves of. And I really don't know what I want. I have no idea what I want. Because I've lost that identity. I've lost that ability to say, I want Italian tonight. Because that's what I like. People who grew up in dysfunctional alcoholic families, adult children, are frightened by angry people and personal criticism. So, again, that is part of codependency. I'm willing to give in. I don't want to argue, but we're not going to argue about anything. And the personal criticism, which sometimes may actually be critiquing, because there's a difference between criticism and critiquing. It doesn't matter. A healthy critiquing may be viewed as criticism. It's so damaging when we have shame. Because shame means there's something wrong with me. Not that I did something wrong, but there's something wrong with me. I'm flawed. And when you critique me and or criticize me, all it does is it pushes on that horrible, painful shame. And it's frightening. People who are adult children either become alcoholics, marry them, or both, or find other compulsive personalities, such as workaholics, to fulfill our sick abandonment needs. And what in the world does that mean, a sick abandonment need? Well, Adult children of alcoholics are always striving, or adult children, I'm going to say syndrome, they're always striving to have, of course, that approval. So when I find someone in a relationship, chances are high, about 97% actually, that they also have an ism. Workaholism, gamblingism, shoppingism. What happens is that person that I am in relationship with is now focused on their ism, and I'm left all by myself. I may be in a pseudo relationship with someone who has a sexual addiction, a food addiction. There's so many of them. So I'm left isolated and abandoned in this relationship because the person I'm in relationship is having a relationship with their ism. And the goal, it's cyclical. The goal is for the person, okay, the adult child, okay, to try and recapture the attention of the person who is having a relationship with their ism. Because that was the goal as a child. The goal as a child was to get parental attention. But parents could not provide the attention because of their own issues. Therefore, the child will try and do everything to get the attention of the parent. And it fosters the abandonment. And so there is this need to continue that process. Adult children live life from the viewpoint of victims. They're attracted by that weakness in love and friendship relationships. So victims tend to attract victims. And it's painful because if I have a victim as somebody that I'm having an intimate relationship with, I become a victim of their victimhood. I can't be there for them. They can't be there for me. Again, it goes back to that abandonment issue. And adult children have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility. It's easier to be connected with others than ourselves. So it's where we don't have to look too closely at ourselves. This is also very much a codependent issue. Super responsible. Sometimes super irresponsible. It can be one or the other. It's the opposite of the same coin. But it's not uncommon for the adult child to be the major caretaker because that's what they had to do as a child they had to caretake. They had to see to their siblings. They had to see to their parent who's passed out on the floor. They had to try and stop mommy and daddy from arguing. They had to do things to try and make their life feel safe and lose their childhood in the process. Adult children feel guilty when they stand up for themselves and often give in to others, which is also another codependent trait. And it comes from low self-esteem, feelings of guilt. I don't want to disappoint someone. I don't even know how to be assertive. How do I get my needs met? I don't. I live with my needs not being met. At the same time, adult children are addicted to excitement. always some kind of drama and chaos. It's because that's what they grew up with, drama and chaos, and so they recreate it as adults. Because serenity, peaceful life, no clue. Don't know how to do it. So I'm going to take a small commercial break, and I'm going to come back and continue to talk about adult child syndrome and see if you identify with any of these things. It might be something that you yourself are struggling with. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, host of Counselors Chat, and I will be back in just a few moments.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselors Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I am also a licensed professional counselor. I've got a small practice here in Flemington, and I have been pleased to bring Counselors Chat to you now for over 5 years. I'm thinking it's probably that long. I've been a counselor for over 30 and work with people struggling with many different kinds of issues, from depression and anxiety, post-traumatic stress, obsessive-compulsive disorder, eating disorders, lots of addiction issues, including adult children, codependency issues, family issues, couples counseling, just to name a few things. If you're interested in finding out more information about what I do, you can visit me on the web at www.altarolecounselor.net. That's altarolecounselor.net, altarole with two L's, counselor, O-R. Or you can give me a call at 908-581-2277 or 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. Please leave a message. If I don't answer, you're more than welcome to make a comment about the show. If you have any suggestions, you can request a topic, or if you'd like to make an appointment. I do not keep a waiting list. Anyway, getting back to my topic for today, adult children syndrome. I'm going through the laundry list of characteristics that seem to be common to people who grew up in alcoholic homes where there's addiction or dysfunction of many and any type, including mental health issues, physical issues, broken relationships, even adoption, foster care, those kinds of things. So I've gone through the first eight. We become isolated and afraid of people and authority figures. We become approval seekers and lost our identity in the process. We are frightened by angry people and personal criticism. We either become alcoholics, marry them, or both, and find other compulsive personalities, such as a workaholic, to fulfill our sick abandonment needs. We live life from the viewpoint of victim and are attracted by that weakness in our love and friendship relationships. We are have an overdeveloped sense of responsibility, and it's easier for us to be concerned with others rather than ourselves. This enables us to not look too closely at our own faults. We get guilt-filled feelings when we stand up for ourselves instead of giving in to others, and we become addicted to excitement. We confuse love and pity and tend to love people that we can pity and rescue. That is also part of codependency. So we're kind of talking about the Cartman drama triangle at this point, where I know I've talked about that before, where we have got the enabling, the rescuing, the caretaking. That's the confusing love and pity, tend to love people that we can pity and rescue. And that goes to then be the role of being either persecuted. Why, I'm not asking for your help, or persecutor. I'm only trying to help you, to victim. And so you could see the excitement, the addicted to excitement, the guilt, the sense of responsibility, the loving people we can pity and rescue. What a mess, right? Adult children, we have stuffed our feelings of our traumatic childhoods and lost the identity to feel or express our feelings because it hurts too much. That's called denial. It's amazing how many times I go through my questions, my biopsychosocial, when I interview someone for the first time. I ask them questions like, do you remember being angry as a child? No, not really. I had a great childhood. Do you remember being sad? No, not really. I think maybe when my dog died. Okay. Do you remember being afraid? No, monsters under the bed. Tell me about your parents. So my dad was an alcoholic. My mom was a cocaine addict. My parents divorced. Really? And those are all the feelings that you can remember? So that is what that is, you know. A lot of times people say, I had a great childhood. It was great. Yeah, my dad was drunk all the time, but he was fun. He was fun until he got really angry and beat up mom. But otherwise, he was great. Stuffed our feelings. And, you know, here's the thing that's interesting, and that's oftentimes what brings people into counseling, because their feelings have been so stuffed, they have depressed them. And so they are now depressed. Feelings have a lot of energy. Like, and I say this to my clients, you know, we don't go, ha, 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 that was funny, unless we're being sarcastic. Usually it's like, ha, ha, and we're really, you know, a lot of emotion and a lot of energy involved in that, laughing. You take all that energy and you depress it, and you end up with anxiety. All that emotion, all that energy is in there wanting to get out. So part of what happens, I find myself in a situation where there's feelings coming up. First of all, I can't identify the feelings. Second of all, what happens is if one feeling is triggering all the stuffed feelings, and so now I'm having anxiety because my heart's beating and I'm all clenched and I can't breathe and I'm trying really hard. And so, I don't know, I go get something to eat to stuff more, or have a cigarette or something like that, just to keep it stuffed down. And it's beginning how you know, I'm going to go shopping. I'm going to, that glass of alcohol really, you know, wine really helps keep all those feelings at bay. And it's the beginning of our own addiction process as adults. Well, that was a long one, huh? Anyway, we judge ourselves harshly and have very low sense of self-esteem. It's incredible. That's another question that I ask. What are 5 things that you like about yourself? I know, never thought about it. I don't know. I like my hair. Okay, well, that's not exactly what I'm looking for when somebody says that. Or I like my job. Well, that's something that you do. It's not about who you are. It's not about how you look. Self-esteem is, what is it that you love and appreciate about yourself, your being? I'm creative. I'm kind. I'm generous. Those are self-esteem issues. I approve of my actions. I don't beat myself up when I make a mistake. I look at mistakes as ways to learn and grow. But an adult child doesn't do that. They're awfully hard on themselves. And sometimes that's an indication that you might be an adult child, your low self-esteem. Remember I said early on that we kind of our childhood is where we learn. So all of those negative statements, either they were given to us, or we observed our parents saying negative things about themselves or negative things to each other. It's the language that we've learned and we've come to believe. So if a parent says, I expect you should know better. I'm 10. I don't know. I should know better. I guess that's shaming. That's a shaming statement. What's wrong with me? That I didn't know better. And then I grow up with that. I hear that message from my parents, from my teachers, from my peers. And I end up with a sense of shame. There's something wrong with me. It's very painful. Adult children are dependent personalities who are terrified of abandonment and will do anything to hold on to a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings, which we receive from living with sick people who are never there emotionally for us. Abandonment. The brain, the child brain, the mammalian brain, the emotional area of our brain, the area that all mammals have. That's why we connect with our pets on an emotional level. We can tell when they're happy and they're sad. But they're not very logical for the most part. You know. Dumb dog. Buried the bone over there. Now you're looking for it over there. Can't you remember where you buried it the first time? Not very logical. Those are the frontal lobes of the brain. But the emotional section of our brain is sort of the deep inner core, not the back part. The back part of our brain, sort of by the spinal cord, that is what we call the reptilian part of the brain, because every creature that breathes pretty much has that, excuse me, part of the brain. Makes our stomach churn and all that stuff that we don't, makes our kidneys work. I mean, who thinks about kidneys? I don't have to think about my kidneys. They just seem to do it all on their own. But it is coming from my brain, and it's that part of my brain. So, abandonment is a feeling. And when we were abandoned as children, we equate that feeling with death. Being abandoned as a child is one of the most terrifying experiences that you can have. And when we are grow up in families of dysfunction, we are abandoned over and over and over again. Our needs are not met. We either got what we didn't need, or we didn't get what we needed. Therefore, we're abandoned. Depending upon the nature of the abandonment, it can be trauma-inducing. I had a really great childhood. It was fantastic. Yeah, I was raped when I was 13, but otherwise it was fantastic. You know, you only need one time. My dad was fantastic. He was fun. He was great. Only there was that one time when he was really drunk and he beat the living daylights out of me. But other than that, it was really fantastic. You only need one traumatic event. That one traumatic event stimulates the brain in such a way that it literally alters the brain chemistry. So when we grow up where there is constant issues from addiction to physical issues with a parent, to emotional issues with a parent, to psychological issues with a parent, I don't know if you heard on the news, this family, 13 children, the parents were arrested for child abuse and torture. Children were, 13 of them, chained to their beds, malnourished, awful, awful story, awful. These children, when they're adults, are going to have all of these issues. It's really sad. Now, neither one of those parents might be an alcoholic, but those 13 children are going to have these issues, and they are now going to be dependent personalities, terrified of abandonment, and will do anything to hold on to a relationship in order not to experience painful abandonment feelings. I will stay in an abusive relationship. I will stay with an alcoholic. I will stay with an abuser of some sort, because otherwise I will be left. And that is so painful, I can't tolerate it. Alcoholism is a family disease. We become para-alcoholics and took on the characteristics of that disease even though we didn't pick up the drink. So that means very black and white thinking. Sober or drunk, black and white, all or nothing. We have specific characteristics of codependency because our parents were codependent. And as para-alcoholics, we become reactors rather than actors. Now, I say responders, they say actors. So a reaction to me is an automatic, you know, I don't think about it, I react to it. You know, there's a a car crashed in front of me. Oh my God, right? I'm reacting. A responder, because that's what we call them, our first responders. These are people who are well practiced in what to do in case of a crisis. They respond to it. They know what to do. They are well drilled. As you know, we grew up doing fire drills. In school, if we've never done a fire drill and all of a sudden there's a fire, everybody's going to be running around crazy, screaming. Oh my gosh, people are going to get hurt. You're going to run into the fire instead of responding to it because of the fire drill, lining up and going out in an orderly fashion saves lives. Adult children of alcoholics react. They don't respond. So, is there help for this mess? Absolutely. And we are such a codependent ACA society. We react to all kinds of things. We're afraid of abandonment. We're a mess as a society. From my perspective, this is my personal perspective. And therapy does help. Learning about these characteristics help. And healing. And there is healing. The healing comes when you might attend 12-step meeting. You begin to parent yourself. So what does that mean? I need to learn what healthy parenting is. I need to learn how to set boundaries, limits, how to say no. I need to stop my negative self-talk to positive self-talk. I need to work on building my self-esteem so that I have good self-esteem. I need to learn how to accept criticism and critiquing. I need to learn how to be okay with authority figures. Know my trigger points. Learn how to do some detachment, healthy detachment. I need to work at doing things such as getting in touch with my feelings. I need to remember my childhood. I need to know what pieces that I missed in my ABCs and learn them. Sometimes I have to unlearn and relearn. It is not an easy process because adult children who come into therapy have to grieve their lost childhood. I can't believe I didn't get that. I needed that. My parents weren't there for me. I may have had parents, but I was really an orphan. I was busy taking care of everyone. Nobody paid attention to me. I was neglected. Here I am, 49 years old, just trying to figure out who I am. What is it that I like? What is particular to me? What are my talents? I'm going to let go of the shoulds. I'm going to grieve the losses. I'm going to give myself permission to feel the pain that I never was able to feel. I'm going to stop being depressed by allowing myself to feel my feelings. Generally speaking, I can't do that all by myself. Self-help books are useful. I'm not going to deny that. Self-help workbooks are useful. But if I am here in America and I want to learn how to be Chinese, I can't learn how to do that from another American. I can't learn how to be French from another American. I need to go to France to learn how to be French, or China to learn how to be Chinese. So going into therapy, going into meetings, 12-step meetings, is part of where I learn from other people who have been through the process how to move past my childhood and become an adult, where I'm no longer adapted. Where I am now my real self, because that is the goal. I don't have to adapt like a chameleon to my situations, to my relationships, to my work situation. I become much more fulfilled as a person. It is not easy work. I know. I've been there. But the rewards are great. The rewards are great. Because we move out of isolation. And we are not unrealistically afraid of other people. Even authority figures. It's just a person. We do not depend on others to tell us who we are. I know who I am. We are not automatically frightened by angry people, and we no longer regard personal criticism as a threat. It's a critique. Very different. We do not have a compulsive need to recreate abandonment. I'm sorry. I don't need to recreate it. I don't need to get myself into relationships with people that are going to as a matter of fact, I now know the cues and the clues. I see them. We stop living life from a standpoint of a victim and are not attracted by this trait in our important relationships. I don't want a victim. I don't need a victim. I want somebody who's a hero in their own life. We do not use enabling as a way to avoid looking at our own shortcomings. And we don't feel guilty when we stand up for ourselves. We avoid emotional intoxication and choose workable relationships instead of being constantly upset. We are able to distinguish love from pity and do not think rescuing people. We try pity as and confusing pity with an act of love. We are able to distinguish love from pity. We come out of our denial from our traumatic childhoods and regain the ability to feel and express our emotions, all of them. Sad, mad, glad, and afraid. We stop judging and condemning ourselves and discover our own self-worth. We grow in independent ways and are no longer terrified of abandonment. We have interdependent relationships with healthy people, not dependent relationships with people who are emotionally unavailable or who are emotional energy suckers. The characteristics of alcoholism and para-alcoholism have been identified, acknowledged, and removed. I know how to live in a sense of that in between, in that gray area. I can wait. I'm not impatient. I like quiet time. I understand serenity. I have a good relationship with other people. My spiritual life is growing. I feel more connected to myself. I'm able to connect with other people in a healthy way. And I have a connection with my higher power, being God, nature, the universe, intelligent design, whatever you decide. And we no longer react, we respond. So I hope that was useful. Please go to Facebook under Counselor's Chat and like my show. You can also go to the 100 in Chamber radio site and look up some of my past shows if you're interested in looking at that. And like I said, if you are interested in some counseling, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. So this has been Counselor's Chat. I hope this has been a useful show for you. I will be back next week and enjoy our winter weather. I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber.